SWR 2 Hörspiel.
When Weather Was Wildlife. Hörstück von Werner C. mit Texten von Lord Byron, Ion Steingrimsson, Bettina Obrecht und des US Patent and Trademark Office.
Remember that noise against the attic window? There are no attics now. Remember the shimmering pearl strings on grass blades? There is no grass now. That was once, when we were wet, when weather was wildlife, untamed. Remember dark patches soaking our boots? There are no boots now. Remember the earthen smell in the air? There is no air now. That was once, when we were wet, when weather was wildlife, untamed. Remember satellite images and weather forecasts? No need for forecasts now. Remember barometers and rain dances? There is no dance now. Just a button to push. There were no buttons then. That was once, when we were wet, when weather was wildlife, untamed.
Iron turned rust red, timber lost its color, gate turned gray, gray from the downpour of salty sulfurous rain.
Extensive list of patents. United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Control of atmospheric particles dispensing system. Rocket having barium release system to create iron clouds in the communication system utilizing modulation of the characteristic polarization of the ionosphere. Method and apparatus for altering the region in the Earth's atmosphere, ionosphere, and or magnetosphere. Creation of artificial ionization clouds above the Earth. Artificial ionospheric mirror composed of a plasma layer which can be tilted. Geoengineering method of business using carbon counterbalance credits.
all the mice in this country and the next one to the west, which had often caused great damage to our lyme grass, rain, and other stores, were killed, and there has been no sign of them here since. In the eastern part of the district, no mouse has been seen, nor made its presence felt for a long period of time. So they may well have been killed off there, although there are no tales of such.
Drawing the parallel bars of our jail windows, drawing the grids measuring out the earth, the squares on the graph paper used for sketching secret plans, trails in the sky, wipe them off. Who can wipe them off? We follow them with our eyes, we follow them with our doubts as they melt down the sun, ashen blankets choking the colours, dry fog shriveling the skin of the sea, our electric steps slowed down by the sand in our running shoes. We look up at the white sky. We're unable to read as we follow our trails on Earth. They will wipe them out.
Rain and cause screaming pain. The Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as our feet find the sand and the sea is straight ahead. Straight ahead. Well, it's too bad that our friends can't be with us today. That's too bad.
They've changed the time, depth,
location and parameters.
So my darling, Katharina, and I make love in the sand to salute the last moment ever on dry land. Our machine has done its work, played its part well. Without a scratch on our bodies, and we bid it farewell.
They have changed the time, depth, location, and parameters.
A great number of people observed the strange clouds, which hung there in the sky without moving until it disappeared instantaneously just before sunset. Around mid-morn, in clear and calm weather, a black haze of sand appeared up to the north of the mountains. The cloud was so extensive that in a short time it had spread over the entire area, and so thick that it caused darkness indoors and coated the earth so that tracks could be seen. A light drizzle which fell from the black cloud at day turned this powder into black inky liquid.
Thank you.
before. Not high enough. They still have wings that carry them. They still know the trees. They'll die not knowing.
There's no big mystery about it. There's lots of mystery in the details, and there are some bad side effects, like it partially destroys the ozone layer, and I'll get to that in a minute, but it clearly cools down. And one other thing, it's fast. It's really important to say. So a bunch of the other things that we ought to do, like slowing emissions, are intrinsically slow. So you can't step on the brakes very quickly, but if you do this, it's quick. Does it work? Can you shade some sunlight and effectively compensate for the added CO2 and produce a climate sort of back to what it was originally? And the answer seems to be yes. That if engineers and scientists really turn their minds to this, it's amazing how we can affect the planet. The one thing about this is it gives us extraordinary leverage. This improved science and engineering will, whether we like it or not, give us more and more leverage to affect the planet, to control the planet, to give us weather and climate control. Not because we plan it, not because we want it, just because science delivers it to us bit by bit, with better knowledge of the way the system works and better engineering tools to affect it. But there is a problem with that view, and the problem is the following. Knowledge that geoengineering is possible makes the climate impacts look less fearsome, and that makes a weaker commitment to cutting emissions today. This is what economists call a moral hazard.
The world was void. The populous and the powerful was a lump. A lump of death, a chaos of hard clay. Ships sailorless lay rotting on the sea, and their masts fell down piecemeal as they dropped. They slept on the abyss without a surge. The waves were dead. The tides were in their grave. The moon, their mistress, had expired before. The winds were withered in the stagnant air, and the clouds perished. Darkness had no need of air from them. She was the universe.
another plucking on the strings. Their music shakes the earth. Silent resonances make the ground shift under our feet. We cling to steady rocks as they tumble down on us. Mountains shake off their dwellers. Radios keep silent. Noises erupt. We listen to their music. It saves our souls, said the TV man. Another plucking of the strings. There is a wave, a shock wave, a sea wave. It rushes to the shore. What kept those thousands there on a Christmas day? Said the clergyman. They could have climbed snowy hills, couldn't they? It wasn't our fault. It was just seawater. Everyone loves fresh fish. Everyone loves to surf. Another plucking of the strings. They've grown addicted to the game, to pull the strings of atmospheric puppets that bow deep for their lametta gods. Another plucking. An arpeggio. The puppets dance and fall. The strings get all entangled. The sky falls down on us. Rocks flow. The ground rises. Snow burns our skin. Fire freezes the wells. The air is choking. A broken string snaps back at your face. This couldn't have happened, said all experts as one. The earth dances and jolts. Now, what's that face? Why don't you sing along? There's bound to be a planet veiled in unbranded clouds. There's bound to be a star where winds blow at their will. I'm building a spaceship in the shelter of my garage, big enough to house all endangered species, single and in couples, no matter. unbranded poets and musicians, unbranded thinkers and speakers. No name creatures carrying no profit. Those who remember the colors of the sky. Those who remember the shapes of clouds. Those who refuse to buy lies. Those who sing unlabeled songs. Get into my spaceship. Let's take off. Go through the roof. We have no safety belts. They'll try to shoot us down. If we make it to the planet, veiled in unbranded clouds, if we reach the star where winds blow at their will, all species will reproduce, no matter. Unbranded creatures, unlabeled poets, no name thinkers. We will start a new age. We will age there in freedom. We will speak of earth clouds. We will dream of earth colors. We will stare at purple planet skies, grieving for our home on Earth. Let's take off. Go through the roof. Leave unbranded clouds behind. Return to our home Earth. Reclaim our sky. Reclaim our colors. We have no safety belts. They'll try to shoot us down. Chase them off. Build them a leaden spaceship to be sunk in the deepest, most poisonous ocean.
And men forgot their passions in the dread of this, their desolation, and all hearts were chilled into a selfish prayer for light, and they did live by watchfires. And the thrones, the palaces of crowned kings, the huts, the habitations of all things which dwell, were burned for beacons. Cities were consumed, and men were gathered around their blazing homes to look once more into each other's face. Happy were those who dwelt within the eye of the volcanoes and their mountain torch, and fearful hope was all the world contained.
All the ornaments of the church, its books and burial implements, burned as well, as did the beautiful bell. The weather was quiet, with a light wind from south. Far into the winter, when the moon sailed through the clouds, they appeared bright yellow. The bluish color remained on the ground for some time. The weather was quiet. There was a light wind from the north, and so great were the showers of ash and sand which blew down from every ridge that we could just make out the outlines of the farm and the church, even though they stand on high ground.
October 17, nuclear-sized explosions without radiation. March 12, creation of artificial ionization clouds above the Earth. March 26, stratospheric Welsbach seeding. August 13, method for producing a shell of relativistic particles at an altitude above the Earth's surface. August 20, artificial ionospheric mirror composed of a plasma layer which can be tilted.
When Weather Was Wildlife. Hörstück von Werner C. mit Texten von Lord Byron, Ion Steingrimsson, Bettina Ubrecht und des US Patent and Trademark Office. Mit Neville Tranter, Adrian McNally, Rachel und Becky Unthank Stimme. Freddie Wadling Gesang und Stimme. Sowie Field Recordings der Prozession St. Agatha in Catania und der Ätna-Beschwörungsformel Idivoti. Bass, E-Chin und Elektronik, Werner C. E-Gitarre, Alf Terjehana, Eivind Arset und Stian Westerhus. Drums, Peter Hollinger. Mischung, Komposition und Realisation, Werner C. Dramaturgie, Manfred Hess. Produktion, Südwestrundfunk 2020.